Let's talk some Texas Rangers baseball. Let's do it with our friend Mitch Moreland. Mitch, how are we doing today?
One second. We are rebuilding our delay.
Yay, Big Country's coming on.
He doesn't like that name.
He doesn't like Big Country.
We're going to convince him to embrace it. It's catching on.
You going to try it, Sybil?
Yeah.
All right, Sybil, introduce our next guest then. Mitch Moreland, his name is?
Big Country.
Mitch?
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Big Country.
How's it going?
He does not authorize
nickname. Yes, he did. He just responded. That's authorization.
All right, you're putting him on the spot. Mitch Moreland, Rangers first baseman. Went deep last night. You're 3-1. Things are all good early on, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's been great. It's been a good start to the season. We've had a lot of fun, and hopefully we can keep building on it.
Let's talk about last night. Of course, all the hype about your pitcher, Yu Darvish. Everybody was there. You know, every time he tied his shoe in spring training, it was a big story. All the Japanese media are there. He's all amped up. He goes on the mound. At one point, are you thinking, oh, this isn't going good? I mean, 28 pitches in, and all of a sudden Mike Maddux is out there. What was going through your mind as you watched you struggle through that first inning?
I figured he might have had a few nerves there, but, it probably wasn't the start he wanted, but he showed us a lot by battling back and, showed us a lot of guts to stay in there and keep pitching and keep grinding it out. And, you know, got us into the sixth inning. He turned what started out to be a little, a bad outing into a great outing in my mind, and I think the rest of our team as well.
You find yourself just, you know, like us knuckleheads here, asking you about Yu Darvish. Are you just about tired of all those questions?
It's been a lot of it, but, you know, he was very, very popular over there and really successful, and, you know, it's going to come with a little hype. You know, you expect that from him, but, you know, he's a high-profile player, and, you know, he's done everything the right way and fit in well with our team and really keeps learning, and I expect big things out of him, and it's been fun seeing him progress.
Okay, how is your wrist? I mean, are you okay? Are you 100%?
Yes. I'm 100% now. Wrist feels great. Body feels great. Just going out and, you know, trying to hit the ball hard now.
What part of your game right now do you need to improve on the most? Self-critique yourself.
You can improve in every part, and that's kind of the way I approach it. You know, I feel like I can always get better at everything, you know, if it's defense or hitting or, you know, my patience at the plate or, you know, I mean, get stronger, quicker, faster. I mean, I feel like I can always improve, and, you know, I just try to get into a routine where, you know, I feel like I'm touching on all of those and making sure that I'm still, working hard to get better, no matter what it is. So, you know, I really can't single one thing out. I just feel like I need to, you know, if I get my work in, then I can always make myself better.
Mitch Moreland, Rangers first baseman, joining us on 105.3 The Fan. Greg and I have been Rangers fans since they got here in 72, and for years and years and years of most of our lives, Rangers got down 4-0 in the first inning. It was, okay, let's turn the station and we'll play again tomorrow. Any panic at all when you guys get down 4-0?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, our lineup and our team have proved that, you know, the game's not over till the ninth inning and or whenever it's done. You know, I mean, if they beat us, then so be it. We'll come back and play again tomorrow. But we're going to give it everything we've got until the ball game's over with. And we've proved that the last few years. Since I've been here, I know, you know, I mean, you can never count us out. And you know, we got down an early hole, but we're able to dig ourselves out of it. We've got that kind of lineup and that kind of personnel where, you know, you can put it on each other's shoulders and expect us for somebody to pick us up or come up big there.
When did it become apparent that you were going to make it in the major leagues, that you were going to make that leap and you were going to play in the major leagues?
I don't know. I mean, it's always been a dream. Since I could walk, I've wanted to be a professional baseball player. But, you know, I mean, they spit out all these numbers about a certain percentage makes it, and, you know, it's a really small percentage, of course. And then they say, well, then a certain percentage stays. And, you know, I've always just tried to work hard. That's always been kind of been my motto. If I work hard enough, then I can do it. And, you know, that's always what I've done. And you know, I've been very fortunate. It takes talent to get here, but it also takes a little bit of luck. And I was in the right place at the right time with the Rangers. And, you know, very fortunate, very thankful to the Texas organization for giving me the opportunity. And, you know, now I get to play with a great group of guys every day. And, you know, it's been a dream come true for me.
Who and how did they break the news to you that, hey, you're going up to the big leagues?
I was in AAA. It was, I think, July the 29th was my big league debut, so it had been the 28th night. Bobby Jones called me up. He was our AAA manager, and it was probably 10:45. And I remember I was looking at duck hunting stuff on the internet when he called me. And he broke the news to me or whatever, so I was excited. And I called everybody up and, you know, let my parents know, and which was my girlfriend at the time, but now my wife. I let her know, and then I think I went back on that duck hunting website and started ordering stuff then. So.
All of a sudden, you're going to make a lot more money. Hey, so are you a duck hunter?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, do you watch that stupid reality show on TV?
No, I'm not big on the Duck Dynasty. I know what it is, and I started watching it the first night, and I was like, okay, this is enough. I can't watch this anymore.
See,
I'm a big Swamp People and Mudcats guy, but I can't watch the Duck.
What about Axeman? Are you and Devil's
Catch? I watch Axeman every now and then if nothing else is on. But
see, I like those shows too, and I thought that Duck Dynasty was going to be a great show, and I watched it once, and boy, it sucked. It was horrible.
Yeah, they've made so much money. I think they just kind of go out and have fun doing whatever, you know. But I don't know. I love doing it. It's what I do in my downtime. That and I try to do some deer hunting too. You know, bow hunting stuff. So I have a good time in the outdoors.
Are you tough enough to make a one trip on Deadliest Catch? Could you go out and be a crab fisherman?
I don't know. Those guys are pretty crazy. They've seems like they've got nothing to lose, but they make the most of it. I guess I don't know. I've never been put in that kind of situation.
I can tell you, I'm not tough enough. I couldn't do it.
Mitch Moreland, Rangers first baseman, joining us on 105.3 The Fan, embracing his rage. All right, we talked to you out in Surprise at spring training, and you said you're an outdoors guy, you like anything, country music guy. That being said, are you down with what you guys are doing to Robbie Ross, the rookie? The stick horse and the vest? What the heck's going on here?
I don't know. That's a couple of the veteran pitchers, you know. I had to loosen up and have a good time with him. Of course, he's a rookie this year, and he's going to go through some of those things, just like all of us had to do. But, you know, Robbie's he's great. You know, he's a great addition for this team. And, you know, he handles it, you know, first class. So it's a lot of fun having him here and him, you know, playing along with it, not being upset about it. And, you know, it's us having fun. You know, I think that shows the character of this team. So,
Do you remember your rookie orientation? What did you have to carry around or do?
I really didn't have to carry around anything out on the field, but I did. They dressed me up as a cowgirl, so I had pink and white chaps, and I had a little plastic pistol that I had to carry around, and a cowboy hat, and you know the whole deal. It didn't look good because I had a beard at the time, and a cowgirl with a beard kind of scared a few people off.
Did it ever occur to you, Mitch, to say, you know what, no veterans, I'm not going to do this, no way.
No, I knew, you know, that's part of it, and it's all in good fun, and you know you gotta serve your time too. So you know, I didn't really question anybody about it.
Rangers first baseman Mitch Moreland joining us on 105.3 The Fan. Now Elvis got a new contract, and now Ian Kinsler gets one. It's got to make you guys feel good that the nucleus of this team is being locked up for a long time.
Yeah, I mean that's big for us. You know, to have those two guys, you know, middle of our infield, the top of our lineup right there. You know that they're going to be around and that they're, you know, with us for a while. And, you know, they're both great leaders and good guys to have in your clubhouse. And, you know, you can't say enough about what they've done for the organization in the past, you know, few years. And, you know, Elvis is still growing, I feel like. And, you know, he's only going to get better. And then Kinsler's at the top of his game right now, playing great baseball. And, you know, he's a great leader in the clubhouse. So, I mean, it's good to have those guys under control, you know, and keep them kind of heading our ship right now.
I know that you're a Mississippi guy, right?
Right.
Grew up in Mississippi.
Right.
Did you play high school football?
I did the first 2 years, but I was really slow. It took me about 2 weeks to run out of sight, so I didn't play a whole lot. And I ended up going my junior and senior year playing baseball pretty much year round. I played a little soccer too. A lot of people don't believe that, me being from
Don't admit that from Mississippi. So is that gonna prevent you from ever being a 5-tool player running?
Yeah, it's safe to say that I won't ever have that one in my bag.
You know, Josh, 5-tool player. You know, I mean, he can do all the five.
Josh is a freak of nature too.
Why is he a freak of nature?
Because he's just, you know, he's got God given talent and he can run, and I'm a long ways from that. So,
hey, let me ask you this: do you guys? When Josh hit his home run last night, did you catch the chunky kid who caught the ball on Greens Hill and then did the water sprinkler dance?
He's caught like 10 home runs in the last 3 years, and he's got a new dance every year, I feel like. I know last year I hit one against Toronto, and they made a bigger deal about him doing the dance on center field than they did me hitting the home run. I was like, I mean, I hit a home run, you know, but this guy got this big thing on ESPN about doing a dance, and
He's got more putouts than you do.
He's making a little reputation for himself, I think.
Are you guys entertained by him, though? I mean, I think most viewers of TV are, there he is again. What's he going to do now? And it's a crazy how he catches so many balls out there.
Yeah, I know. He's unbelievable out there. But, you know, Josh is, I kind of like the home run a little bit more than his dance.
Yeah, I think we do, too. All right.
Well, you don't like the nickname Big Country, so we're not going to call it that. But I've got a new one. See if you like this one, all right?
All right.
Mitch Mayonnaise Moreland.
Mayonnaise.
Huh? Yeah. what do you think about the nickname Mayonnaise?
Am I gaining weight or something?
No, not at all. Oh, that's got nothing. Oh, that's got nothing to do with that. Mitch Mayonnaise Moreland. Can we start it?
I don't know. I don't like that one either.
I think I'd rather stick with Big Country.
Yeah.
Wow, what great choices we give you. All right, Mitch, appreciate the time, man. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Mitch Moreland. Texas Rangers first baseman, Mayonnaise Moreland, Grego.
Isn't that a good one?
You're Captain Mayonnaise.
Oh, that's a Mayonnaise Moreland. One. Well, he can be in my mayonnaise squadron. I'm starting that. You know, Gavin, you know how they have the G-Bag Nation? I'm going to start the Mayonnaise Army. Who's in with me?
Me.
All right, Sybil.
Not me. Guns up, you in?
Hell no.
All right, next up, Wits End. An update on how my personal assistant's working out for me.